From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. There was a deadly explosion Sunday in the port city of Ningbo in eastern China. The explosion killed at least two people and injured dozens more. It brought down buildings, shattered windows, and knocked holes in walls of buildings a kilometer away. Some state media accounts said it was a factory building that exploded. Ningbo is about 100 kilometers south of Shanghai. Officials said they had not yet established a cause for the explosion, which happened in a riverfront area. Industrial accidents are common in China, where safety standards are often not well enforced. A volcano on the Indonesian tourist island of Bali sent plumes of smoke and steam thousands of meters into the air Sunday for the third day this week, triggering flight disruptions and leaving thousands of tourists stranded. Indonesian and regional authorities heightened flight warnings around Bali's Mount Agung on Sunday as the volcano's eruptions sent a plume of volcanic ash and steam more than 6,000 meters into the sky. The airport on the neighboring Lombok Island was closed, but Bali's main airport remained open. Flight cancellations stranded roughly 7,000 domestic and international passengers. Senior volcanologist Gidi Swantika asked residents in the local community to stay calm. About 25,000 people have already been evacuated from the slopes of Mount Agung to shelters. The latest activity on Saturday created a bigger ash cloud than the initial episode on Tuesday. This is VOA News.